It's the guy who caught more passes than anybody else in the game last night. A guy who I think people in these parts have been waiting to see him really jump onto the stat sheet because he seems to have this ability and quickness, but he never seemed to really have his thumbprint on a game until last night. We're talking about Cam Sadler, 6 catches, 68 yards, most receptions out of anybody in that game, Cam. At what point did you know, was it during the week or during the game yesterday, that you were going to be a significant part of the game plan?
Man, you just made me sound really important. I like the way that intro sounded. But I throughout the week, I kind of had an idea that, you know, my position would be pretty involved in the game. And, you know, there's a couple of us who are rotating. And then, you know, and then once the game gets going, it's just about who has the hot hand. And, you know, I was feeling pretty good yesterday. And I think Coach sensed it on the sideline. So, you know, we made it happen.
How rewarding was this, Cam, to have a game like that, kind of offense, defense, and special teams in all four quarters to play like that?
Oh, man, we needed it, man, because we're always, you know, like one or two steps away from playing a good game. And yesterday it seemed like we clicked on everything. I mean, the kickoff team was running down, flying down, making plays. Offense, defense was forcing fumbles, man. That was something that we really needed. And it's something we can build on, you know. Going into practice on Tuesday is something we can definitely build on.
Talking to Cam Sadler on 93.7 The Fan. And Cam, I guess from talking to Ryan Schlieper today, the post game was pretty emotional last night. Coach Graham giving out the game balls. Take us inside the locker room. Tell us what it was like in there.
It was pretty emotional. You know, a lot of guys who, you know, just haven't, you know, like I said earlier, we just haven't been making plays. Some guys just haven't put their thumbprint on the game. And yesterday, a lot of guys made plays yesterday. Tino played great, man. And we all know Tino received some criticism, but, man, he came out and he was our quarterback yesterday, and he commanded us down the field a bunch of times. So, I mean, it was nice, man. That's for sure. It felt good just to, you know, everybody was yelling. Everyone was happy. The Chancellor was in there, happy, doing backflips. I mean, everybody was just
– The Chancellor was doing backflips.
He was. You got
that I would like to see.
You guys would be pretty surprised, I'm telling you.
Hey, Cam, you mentioned that Tino's received some criticism. Obviously, there's been a lot of news since the Notre Dame game. You know, maybe some of the comments that that Coach Graham himself has said towards his quarterback and then clarified later. What's it been like around Tino on the practice field leading up to last night's game?
And Tino's our quarterback. Tino's been – me and Shanahan, Tino's been our quarterback for the last, 4 years, man. We haven't caught a pass from anyone else. So it's not like we had lost faith in him. We know. It's just, you know, guys just – hit slumps sometimes, you know. A-Rod's one of the best in the games in the beginning of the year. He couldn't hit the side of a barn. So it just happens, man. That's part of sport. And Tino bounced back, and I feel like now it's time to roll.
When you watch the film as an offensive unit and you see the stuff Ray Graham's doing, well, I mean, what goes through your head?
It's fun to watch, man. That guy's pretty good. And I thought the two guys before him were pretty good, but this guy's good, man. He I don't know. He does this jump cut. I've been talking about it all day to everyone. He does this jump cut on the 1 foot, and he never slips. And every time I try to do it at practice, I fall, my pants get dirty, I look ridiculous. And he does it every single time. It's beautiful. It makes it easy to block for him because it's fun, because he's going to make you look good by making people look stupid. So, you know, it's fun, man. Ray, and then it's Ray, which makes it better. It's not some guy who you know, it's not him. It's not him if you ask Ray. It's not. He's not the one getting off the guard. It's everyone around, which is good. Makes it easy to play with a guy like Ray.
Now, when Coach Graham tells the media that, you know, we're one play away here with, you know, two guys ran the wrong this or this happened here, missed, you know, it was coach's fault, this guy's fault. I mean, last night for the offensive side, let's just talk offensively. I mean, is that pretty much close to what he's talking about? I mean, is that a small taste? And if so, what percentage are you looking at right now with that playbook in there?
I don't think we actually ran a lot. We found a couple of things that were working against him, and we kind of, you know, rode that, and we executed, man. And that was the thing. Coach McGee wanted to keep it simple and, you know, not have a lot on us all week. And it was only a 3-day week, so you know what I mean? So he kept it simple, and we executed, man. We really executed. That was the reason we played so well. I think that's the main thing, just execution. I mean, everyone made plays, but – you know, for us to make plays, everyone has to be in the right spot at the right times, and that's what happened yesterday.
Talking to Cam Sadler on 93.7 The Fan, and Cam, I guess LeBron tweeted last night. Were you guys kidding around with Ray about that today, and did he hear back from LeBron?
Yeah, we were. I was actually doing the interview with you guys, was Mr. Burton, and then I came back in the locker room, and they were like, yo, Ray just got tweeted at by LeBron. And I just thought everyone was joking, just, you know what I mean? And then I actually looked, and I'm like, hold up. So I tried to make it like it wasn't a big deal, because I don't want to hear Ray's mouth. But that's huge, man. That's crazy. Ray said he replied, but I don't think LeBron has replied yet. He probably hasn't, you know, seen his tweet within his millions of tweets. But if he replies back, then Ray gets all the credit in the world. That's definitely me right there.
Cam, it took 5 games for High Octane to put the pedal to the metal and keep it there and stay in the left-hand lane if you want to do that. The engine was prime yesterday. It wasn't sputtering. How difficult is it going to be then? How much of a challenge is it then to repeat that and do it again against Rutgers, then again against Utah, to do it the rest of the season?
I think it makes it easier, man. You get to see it, man. You know what I mean? We've seen what we can do, and now we just have to go out and execute. Now we know that if we do execute, that's what can happen. So I think it makes it easier for us, truthfully, man. I mean, just to get a taste, and now we can get this thing rolling. But like I said, it comes down to execution and believing in each other, man. And that's what we're starting to do. So we're going to be all right. I got a feeling about that.
Well, before the game yesterday, Pitt got one heck of a commitment from a top-flight offensive lineman in this very area. And then in a couple weeks, I believe 2 weeks from today, Russell Shell is expected to make his announcement. A lot of people were watching that game last night on TV, Cam, and they saw a very exciting offense. What kind of impact does that have on recruits around the country to see that on TV?
Oh, it has a huge impact. And that's the thing, we're on primetime, man. And when you're on primetime, everyone wants to be on primetime, right? Who doesn't want to play on primetime? And when you get on primetime, you guys just have to show out. And that's what we did yesterday. We got to show the country that, you know what I mean? That it might have took a couple games, but now we're here to play, man. And we're ready to play. We're ready to make a run for this Big East title.
Hey, Cam, thanks for spending some time with us, man. And we'll be talking at you, I'm sure, shortly. Best of luck against Rutgers.
Appreciate it, man.
All righty, fellas. Thank you very much. Hail to Pitt, man. Go Gators tonight.